Good morning, everybody. Just to put this show into perspective, it's the day after Inauguration Day 2021. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, and thanks so much for listening. As you know, we are now part of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. We invite you all to join over there at ACE-ED.org, American Consortium for Education for Equity in Education. That's our organization. Our official journal, Equity and Access, our online journal is over there. You'll really enjoy that. All our podcasts are over there, et cetera, as well as our schedule for the week. And you're going to have to pardon me from time to time. Today, I am fighting a cold this week, so bear with me as we get through this. And we're going to have a lovely show today. I've got, and this is the last time I'm going to introduce her as the new executive director of NSPRA. She's going to, from now on, she's going to be just the director of NSPRA, the National School Public Relations Association. But the new executive director is Barbara Hunter. She's with us. Hi, Barb.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm fine. You're going to be, we're going to put the old director, whatever his name was, out the pasture. He can go stud or something out there.
Okay. Officially, he's emeritus. Rich Begin, executive director. Emeritus.
And a lot of people don't realize that's a Latin word for old. Right. So, Rich Begin, my good buddy, my college roommate, so to speak. So,
that's right.
So I don't know why you retired such a young man, and I can't understand that. Okay. But we'll talk about the association just a second. Dave Sovine, are you there?
I am. Good to be with you, Larry.
Good to have you here, my friend. Dave's a superintendent of Frederick County, Virginia public schools. And let's start there. Let's find out about Frederick County, Virginia public schools. We're going to talk about the role of the superintendent, okay, in school communication, which is very important, and we're going to get into that. But, Dave, tell us first about your district. Brag a little.
My pleasure. We are located about 50 miles northwest of D.C., and we're in a thriving, growing area where we serve a little over 14,000 students in a total of 21 schools. The niche rankings just came out. Once again, Frederick County schools are among the top schools in Virginia. We take great pride in academic excellence and parent engagement. So it's a pleasure to be with you and to support the work of public relations professionals across the nation.
What a nice thing to say. I really appreciate that because I have to tell you, over the years, I've done so many shows with Rich Begin, the director emeritus, if I may, of NSPRA, okay, and now Barb. And for so many times, it's the superintendents who don't understand the real value of the importance of professionals in PR for the school district. So I'm so glad you said that. It really is important. Barb, tell us, just give us the overview of NSPRA and just real quick, what are your plans for this year?
Yeah, well, thank you, Larry.
You're welcome,
NSPRA
Barb.
is a membership association that is composed of 2,000 members throughout the United States and Canada. And we really help school communication professionals become better at their craft. And we do that in all kinds of ways, through professional development, through our annual conference, through webinars, through publications. And we even have a communication audit service that we send auditors out to do, to do on-site evaluation of the school district's communication program. And then, we provide some strategic recommendations to make it even better. So, we 100% support the work of school communication folks and superintendents, because lots of times superintendents don't have a school communications professional
Bingo.
In their district
Thank
due
you.
To their size or their,
Thank
you know,
you.
Their budget. And so we support them as well.
Yeah, you do, and you do a great job on that, and that's important, and I cannot again say it is so school, we're going to talk about this, school communications, especially these days, are so important, all right? And it's important to have a professional doing it, all right? But if you can't get a professional doing it, I hope you can, okay? The superintendent or his team member needs to know exactly, okay, how to do this. You'll like this. I remember when I was a kid in the year 4, okay? The only school communications, I went to Lamberton Elementary School in Philadelphia, and the only school communication was an extra long sheet of yellow paper that we got every 2 months to take home to our parents, which I still remember was, I can picture it, which was called the Lamberton Log, the Lamberton Log. And that was the extent of school communications in, like, I'll say 1951 or something, whatever it was.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Unbelievable. And beyond that, but things have changed, thank God. Okay, and hopefully the Lamberton Log is no more. All right, but I can still picture that thing. And it was one of those overlong sheets, and it was mimeographed paper. Dave, are you still doing for Frederick County? Are you still doing that, something like the Lamberton Log?
Hey, I love it, Larry. You're taking me back now.
Unbelievable.
You know, Larry, as you're talking about that connection, relationship between superintendents and communications directors, I'm very fortunate to have a very talented public relations officer who provides support to me and my school board, as well as other school level leaders. But as you know, school systems, more often than not, and it's certainly the case here in Frederick County, Virginia, are very large institutions with a lot of complexities. In many cases, we're running some of the largest businesses, from food services to transportation, and it takes a very skilled public relations person to make sure that we're getting accurate information out. And for me, I've always felt that it's important that that our communications director is a part of the executive cabinet staff. So that way, any type of specific or significant project impacting the division, you have that expertise and insight there. And I believe that's critical in terms of building community trust and overall support for our public schools.
It really is. And I want to ask you, David, this is key. It's important anytime. But these right now, here we are in 2021, are crazy times, okay? I just want to ask you and put it in perspective. What's going on with your school district regarding COVID, remote learning, distance learning, hybrid? What you doing over there these days?
Yeah, as you've referenced, COVID for all localities, it's been dynamic and complex.
Dynamic's a good word. I haven't heard that word, dynamic. Okay, that's a good euphemism. I appreciate that. Thank you. Yes.
We've been very fortunate, and our community positivity rate initially was among the lowest in Virginia. That's not the case now, but we were able to start after Labor Day with a hybrid in-person option as well as a virtual option. And in our community, about 70% of our students opted for the hybrid in-person, and 30% are all distance. Now, with that, as I mentioned, dynamic and the complexities, I go back to the initial closure in March, where within a couple of days, we were doing outreach and food distributions, and our communications specialist was just really critical in making sure good information was out there to our community, so those in need, they were getting those supports.
Yeah, it's so amazing, and I'm glad you brought up the food distribution and all. I mean, we were all trained in education, and to be basically we were trained to be teachers. Then some of us became administrators, etc. All right, and it's astounding what that world has become. Food distribution. I mean, it's just astounding when you think about it. It's so important. Okay, and healthcare of the kids, social emotional aspects of the kids, etc. How important, Dave, if I may? Okay, let me guess this. I'll ask the question, and you can go back. You've obviously been a leader in school communications, having a good communications team to work with, and a good group of communications professionals. You've built that up over a number of years. It didn't start last March, I am assuming, okay, when COVID hit, okay? You built it up and built it up, okay? We had no idea this was coming down the pike. How important in the end was that you had a solid communications team, okay, when this catastrophe hit? Okay, it's something you never even planned for, but there we are, and how important was it?
Larry, I'll just say we could not have done it without structures in place with very talented public relations team. They provided supports, boots on the ground supports to those providing information and critical services to those in needs, and in particular those basic needs first. The fact that we had a structure in place and our communication specialists were involved in each of those projects from development to end allowed us to be very successful with our outreach. And, we mentioned the food services. We started it within days. We were serving over 3,000 students a day. We kind of fast forward in terms of when we were providing the distance learning. We had significant gaps in our community regarding access to broadband. So we had triage centers. Now, fortunately, we've been a one-to-one Chromebook school division for about 7 years. So we had the devices out there, but we had to get hotspots in the places where students needed services. And it was a public relations support and to the outreach in particular, making sure the messages were going out to the right stakeholders in the right manner so that they could have an awareness to receive these services. But I kind of go back to those basic needs. You know, for us, it was first providing food, secondly, doing touch points in terms of student support services, making sure those basic needs were being met. And then secondly, we moved on to the instructional piece and having access to good internet services, and the public relations department was critical in terms of in creating that awareness of what structures were out there to support those in need.
And let me ask you this. We always think of school communications as external. It's a school to community, moms and dads, okay, and families, all right? But there's another side to it, and Barb will certainly vouch for this, right? Barb, the internal communications, that has to be managed as well, okay, without question, right, Barb?
Absolutely. Well, oftentimes your internal audience is your most important audience to communicate with first, because they are the most credible source of information about a school district or what's happening in schools, because everybody knows who the teachers are, who the school secretaries are in the community, and they get asked the questions when they're at the grocery store or, you know, at the hair salon. And they're often asked, hey, what's happening? I heard, you know, this is happening. What's going on? So it's so important to make sure that your employees are equipped with the accurate and timely information. And with our COVID situation, it has been so, as Dave says, dynamic. It's been so fluid and evolving. Yeah. Sometimes things change in a week in terms of decisions. And that makes families and employees, it can make them anxious because we're all in an uncertain time, right? And
I'll say
the more... Right? And so it's so critical to have credible, accurate, timely communication when people need it.
Couldn't agree more, Dave. So let me swing it over to you. Internal communications, by that I mean communications with your faculty and staff. Okay? How important was that? Okay? A, prior to COVID, and B, COVID on.
Yeah. I echo what Barbara mentioned. It is really critical in terms of getting accurate information out to your external sources, but you've got to have good structures in place for your internal supports, your teachers, your custodians, your school leaders. And for us, we've worked on this craft and been very intentional over the last 10 years to make sure that we're sending our information out first to our internal stakeholders and making they have information with accuracy, because as Barbara referenced, many of our internal stakeholders are public citizens. So when they're out there at the grocery market having conversations, that's a critical opportunity to make sure accurate information is getting out. And for us, we make sure that our internal stakeholders they have that information in multiple platforms.
That is just wonderful to hear. Okay, all that sort of stuff. Barb, what percentage of school districts have a professional communications director?
Well, there are about, let's see, probably about 14,000 school districts across the country. And I don't have a firm number on that, but I would say, gosh, that's a great question. Maybe 20%, 30%.
Maybe 30%. Okay, 30%. That means 70%. That's okay. That's a good number to work with.
Yeah.
Okay? By the way, I had heard it was lower. Okay? So I'm glad you said that. All right? So let's use 30%. My point is that means 70% don't. Okay?
Right.
You gave a high number. So at best, 70% of school districts do not have a professional communications person. Okay,
right.
Let's look at that. Now, Dave, you know a lot of superintendents, right? You're a superintendent. You know a lot of superintendents. They aren't busy people, right? They got a lot of free time on their hands, right? And principals, they have a lot of free time on their hands, too. Okay, how important, Dave, okay, you know where I'm going here, is it for a superintendent to have a professional communications person, and that's acknowledging that you are a rather smart guy?
Well, it's invaluable and certainly priceless. I know for us, with the complexities and so many various issues coming at you at the same time, having an external or internal professional that's not only providing support to the superintendent, but school-level leaders, providing templates of information, accurate information that can be modified to meet the specific school-level needs is just really important in terms of getting good, accurate information out to our stakeholders and also building capacity to appropriately tell the story and celebrate the successes of the divisions that is the responsibility of all educators within organizations. So we've really committed ourselves to building capacity even beyond in our schools through the support of our public relations office.
Well, there's one other I think key role that doesn't often get talked about that a communications director can fill, and that is being the eyes and ears for the superintendent, because superintendent can't be everywhere at once, can't be connected constantly to all stakeholders, right? So the communications professional has a unique role in constantly listening to stakeholders like employees, tracking trends, monitoring social media for emerging issues. And a really great communications director can become one of the district's trusted confidants. So, the head of the PTA will call the communications director and say, hey, you know what
good
I'm
point.
Hearing? A, B, and C. That's what really makes a great communications director is playing that role.
You know, Barb, I couldn't agree with you more. And I as you said, having a communication director that has strong relationships with all aspects of the community and organization is invaluable. And I benefit from that. You know, as you mentioned, whether it's a PTO issue or what have you, having a PR person that can be very frank and real, hey, this is an issue that needs to be on your radar screen, Mr. Superintendent, can allow you to be very proactive.
Great point, Barb.
Yeah.
Great point.
Yeah. But, it's interesting because it takes a really strong and courageous superintendent like you, Dave, that wants to hear honest feedback, right? Because we probably have all known superintendents who say they might want that feedback, but then if it's really, in opposition to their beliefs or their where they think they're headed, their opinions or attitudes. It's it can be a hard message to deliver and hear. So I'm so happy that you are among those superintendents who welcome that honest and authentic feedback.
Well, you know, Barb, you're hitting on a topic that I believe is really important to the overall organization's effectiveness. And I know for me, our public relations officer is a part of that cabinet, and I encourage our cabinet to bring me pushback on concepts because it allows us to really be more proactive and address problems before they happen. And as a superintendent, you know, you've got to be thick-skinned, but I benefit from a professional relations officer that is willing and is courageous in terms of, hey, this is a perspective that you need to see. Maybe, you know, you can benefit from a different path, and that is invaluable from a leadership standpoint, overall organizational standpoint.
It really is. And by the way, we've been dancing around this. We've been calling your PR director, your communications director, the communications director. What is that person's name, Dave?
It's Steve Edwards.
But say it again.
Steve Edwards.
Steve
and
Edwards.
And I'll just say he is an exceptional professional, and not only do I benefit from a strong professional relationship with him, we're also great personal friends, and definitely want to give a shout-out to Steve and the work that he does for Frederick County, Virginia, our public schools, and greater community.
I'm glad you did that.
He's
Thank
awesome.
You. That. I'm sure he is, and he's got a great superintendent there. And by the way, that fictitious superintendent or that unnamed superintendent we were talking about who doesn't want to hear the bad news, if that's your superintendent, get rid of him, okay? We want superintendents to get all the news, okay? We want them to get the bad news so they can fix it. Otherwise, it's no good, okay? That's simple, all right? But hopefully those are few and far between. You know, Dave, you said something a few minutes ago, and it struck me, especially in this crazy day and age we're in. You said that you wanted to make sure you got accurate information out there. And school districts and parents are very involved in school districts these days, especially these crazy days, okay? And with social media and everything, a story can have a life of its own, as we've learned over the past years, okay, whether it's true or not. All right, and that's not good. Okay, so somebody has to manage the message. All right, and hopefully it's and we want to make sure it's accurate. Just talk about the need for accuracy of information. Again, in this day and age of social media, where anybody can put out a message.
You know, Larry, that's a critical issue, and as you know, anyone that's been associated with any form of social media. Issues, misinformation, disinformation can take a life of their own, and we have a structure in place, as you know, most divisions that have the benefits of a communications director and team. But we monitor social media and trending issues, and we are very intentional in terms of being timely in getting accurate information. If it's taking a different direction, in particular with inaccurate information, it's important that we're addressing it with factual, up-to-date information.
Yep. Yep, and that people know that there is a reliable source that they can go to. That's a key factor. We got to make sure people understand what they're hearing from the district is the reliable source. And anything else is not what you can count on. Go ahead, Bart, please.
Well, I'm reminded of a great quote from Winston Churchill, who said, "When eagles are silent, parrots chatter." And I just think that is a beautiful expression of the importance of what Dave just said, which is we have to be out there. School districts, the superintendent, they can't sit back and just monitor the social media. They really have to engage in the social media, and that I know in the districts that I've worked in, we did a lot of responding to direct messages on Facebook, you know, those private messages that come in from our constituents about questions on all kinds of things. We had, you know, staff dedicated to answering those questions immediately because parrots will chatter, and sometimes those conversations take on a life of their own.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny you use the word parrots, and we can say parents, and I mean that with all due respect. You know, parrots can chatter, and they do,
and of course they do.
Yeah. Right. But we have to control what the school district is actually doing. Mr. Johnson may not be an actual terrorist just because one of the kids said he is. Okay, we have to actually, you know, manage these kind of crazy messaging out there. And with social media, it's harder and harder to do. Dave, I want to ask you something. You're a superintendent of a large district. And as you talk to your – and I work a lot with your other group. You're probably a member of AASA, okay? Good folks. I work with them all the time. And as you talk to your fellow superintendents, David, I don't know if you've ever had this conversation. Do they talk about the ways the message – from the school district, do they understand the importance of communications? Obviously, you do, because you carry with you. You're the superintendent representative to NSPRA. Okay,
yeah.
So when you talk to your fellow superintendents, what's the word? How do they understand communications? Just anecdotally.
Yeah, you know, Larry, I'm fortunate to be in the Northern Virginia region, and my conversations with my colleagues, they all recognize the critical importance of communications and utilizing and supporting communications directors and offices. So, you know, I can say, at least from my standpoint, what I've shared in terms of support for public relations is also supported by those colleagues that I connect with on a regular basis. And I just want to expand, you know, we were talking about the social media piece, which is so critical to stay on top of. But also, I think it's important to be proactive and also provide face-to-face opportunities where you can build capacity with a parent base and advocates. And I just want to give a shout-out once again to Steve Edwards, who was a catalyst for bringing back and working with me to create our FCPS 101 Community Ambassador Program. And it's a program designed to build awareness of citizens, engaged citizens, and parents regarding the various functions of the school program. It's a year-long program, and it creates ambassadors and advocates for the school system.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is fantastic. That is just fantastic. Who are these people that are doing – who are those advocates, if I may ask? Are they the business people of the community? Are they strictly the parents? Are they the parents of high school kids? Who are these advocates?
It's a very variety of stakeholders. We have an application process that is very competitive at the beginning of the year. We try to have at least two parent representatives from each school, and then we have business leaders and just engaged citizens. And typically, we want to keep the numbers reasonable so we can interact. They always have full access to the superintendent in these monthly meetings.
Yeah, great.
It typically ends up being a group of around 30 engaged citizens that commit to meeting once a month for 2.5 hours in the evenings, and then we have a graduation celebration publicly at the end of each year at one of our school board meetings.
Wow. Wow, that's wonderful. And the involvement of the community is just so important. And it's all just, and they're going to carry the message, and they're going to carry the accurate message out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so darn important, and I just hope everybody understands that, just how good it is. And I'm going to say this, and it's an out-and-out plug. If your school district does not have a communications director, okay, you need to contact NSPRA. If your school district does have a communications director, you need to contact NSPRA, which is NSPRA.org, okay? Because communications these days, and Dave, you know this, is more important than ever, because there's been a diaspora of education, okay? And it's hybrid, it's remote, kids are home, kids aren't home, et cetera, et cetera. We've got to communicate and keep that line of communications open and accurate. And you guys do a great job in Frederick County, David. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, Larry, and we appreciate your advocacy for our public relations professionals.
It's heartfelt. Believe me, it is heartfelt. And again, I'm going to say it: internal and external communications. Barb, I have to ask you: did you do your homework? Did you get us a column for the magazine? Barbara,
I'm working on it, Larry.
Barbara, when was that due, Barbara?
I don't know. You have to send me the deadline.
It's tomorrow. Get it in tomorrow. Okay.
Get it in ASAP.
Dave, did you hear that? You're the superintendent. Does she get a detention if she doesn't get it in on time? Dave? Right? Right? What we're trying to do with our magazine. Dave, please go over to ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org, and join our consortium. See what we're doing for equity. But we believe, and I know NSPRA believes, that communications play a huge role in equity. Okay? And that's why we want NSPRA's column all the time in our magazine and why we do such supportive work of them. It is just so darn important. You would agree with me, I assume, Dave, right?
Absolutely. Appreciate the important work and the focus on equity, which is so important to reach all of our students, in particular those underrepresented groups.
Thank you, my friend. And please go over again, ace-ed.org. It's all free for educators. Join in and spread the word for us throughout Frederick County. We love more educators. And Barb, you're always welcome here. We're going to get more together here and get a lot more done on everything you guys do.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Both of you, please stay safe. You're both in Virginia, kind of, so to speak. Are you in Virginia too, Barb, aren't you?
I live in Virginia, yes.
There you go. So stay safe down there, okay? Please. And hopefully they'll take down the barricades in D.C. pretty soon. We can all enjoy the nation's capital again. Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You do the same. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Stay safe. All right. Okay, doing a great job down in Frederick County, Virginia. David Sovine is the superintendent down there in their public schools, and Barb is the executive director of NSPRA, the National School Public Relations Association. Please learn more about the good work they do, nspra.org. Go over to oldies.org and go over to ace-ed.org and join with us for equity. We're going to archive the show over there and our magazines over there. My name's Larry Jacobs with the scratchy voice. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon.